So here he was, trying to summon a demon that he didn't want, to give himself more of the magic that he didn't want either. He let his circle weaken, and his attention drift. He would not summon a demon. He'd have rather been a vet. Maybe studied medicine. Although the rich these days saw specialist warlock healers who had demons. Though his father sneered at them too. He sneered at anything that didn't increase his power and standing. That he was on the board of the East Vinland Warlock College did not make life easier for Angus. Angus tried not to focus on the spell, but it was hard not to think about the demons on the other side of the void. Whatever demon popped into the circle would be his personal demon to summon at will. He'd be able to control it. And when it was no longer of use, or drained of magic, kill it and move on to another demon. It all sounded perfectly safe as long as he followed the rules. Still, none of the rules he'd learned about dealing with demons had worked to assuage Angus's fears or doubts. It was safer not to summon one. After all, if humans could summon demons across the void, what was to stop demons from summoning humans across the void? No one ever talked about that. Not in public anyway, though wizards and warlocks occasionally went missing. Those who had been found and brought back from demon side never spoke publicly. What had happened?